live from Buffalo Creek. Okay, we're going to go back to what scripture have we been studying? Matthew 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The golden rule. As you would. The first week we looked at the essence of the golden rule. Last week we looked at the premier example set forth by the Lord Jesus Christ as one who fulfilled the law and the prophets and manifested this selfless love that we are to emulate and follow regardless of the circumstances. Something wrong with that, this thing. This ain't right. Rotate your phone. Man, I hate it when it does this. Well, it's not working right. You know what? I'm starting over. This aggravates me so bad. Okay. Now, I don't know why it did that. We're starting over, live from Buffalo Creek. It irritates me when this thing don't go right, so we're starting over again. Sorry, Facebook people. All right, it's working now. Matthew 7:12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now last week we looked at the example, Jesus Christ, and then our example as being witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The very best thing that you can do for somebody is to tell them the way of salvation. I mean, there's no greater gift that you could ever give to anyone than to live a life that is full of Christ and that you show forth the glory of God and you share with them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that He is the only way to God. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Now tonight, we're going to look at some practicalities. Essentials. The essentials for you and I to practice the golden rule. You see, it's not enough to quote it. It's important for us that we make application, that we actually have this playing out in our lives, treating other people and more like Christ would treat them. Okay? And not expecting anything in return, regardless of the circumstances. He expressed selfless love when people were spitting on Him, when they hated Him. And He is our example. You know, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, "Be ye perfect, even as my Father in heaven is perfect." Jesus Christ lived a life of perfection, and we as His followers ought to strive. Now, you're not perfect, you never will be. I have a perfect standing before God. I'm justified. I've been declared not guilty. I'm acquitted of all my sins. But practically speaking, I'm still a sinner. But I want to be more like Christ. And this practice of the golden rule is so important. Now, how do you go about doing this? What are the essentials of following the command of Christ to do unto others as ye would that they would do unto you? Well, first of all, this is an absolute necessity. You must first be a partaker of God's love. You have to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5. The only way that you will ever practice this selfless love is if you experience the love of God in your heart. You must possess the inward working of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the love that is produced in the new birth. Because without that, you'll never be able to practice following Christ. Turn over with me to 1 John chapter 4 and look what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. I mean, it's the same old message. You must be born again. You must experience a radical change in your heart, your mind, your will by the power of the Holy Spirit. He has to bring you out of deadness to life, out of darkness into light. He has to translate you out of the bondage of Satan and sin into the kingdom of God's dear Son. This is a radical change. And you must be a partaker of that love in order to extend it to others. Let's read on. Look at verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Here is the greatest manifestation of love in all the universe, all of history, is that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die in our stead, to take our place, to take our punishment, to take our sins, to take our condemnation. And in return, give us His righteousness. Not a greater act of love and all that. You've got to be a partaker of that. If you're ever going to be a true follower of Christ, you've got to taste that the Lord is gracious. This has to be real in your heart. You have to know Him and experience the love of Jesus Christ. It says in verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus Christ, He offered Himself. He is our mercy seat. He's the one. His blood applied is what turned back and appeased the wrath of God. Instead of us taking the wrath, Jesus Christ took it. Man, that ought to motivate you. The fact that Jesus Christ loved you like that ought to motivate you. If He says, I want you to practice the golden rule, I want you to walk in love, I want you to be selfless in the way you serve, you ought to say, Lord, whatever You say. You died in my place. You gave me spiritual life. You gave me a home in heaven. I owe every fiber of my being to you. He says in verse 11, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Tell you right there, that would cure a lot of the fussing, cussing, and discussing that goes on in a lot of churches. Now, thankfully, it doesn't go on here. I'll tell you what, people get sideways over things that don't amount to a hill of beans in eternity. Beloved, love one another. This should be our watchword as members of this body. Love one another. Show concern. Pray for one another. And then take that love that you feel and that you experience in this body, take it out in this world that is so broken by sin and perversity and darkness and cruelty and violence and ungodliness. Walk in love. It says in verse 12, No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Oh, how important that is. Because do you know who produces love in you? It's the Holy Spirit. What's the very first fruit mentioned in the fruit of the Spirit? In Galatians chapter 5, it's love. Who produces that? God the Holy Spirit. He's the one that sheds abroad the love of God in your heart. If you're saved, you've truly experienced that. And it's changed your life forever. You'll never be the same. You can never go back to the way you were. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. It says, And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. You know, this is not complicated. If you're lost, if you're in your sins, you need to trust Christ. You need to look outside of yourself. Stop trusting in your religiosity, your good works. Stop worrying about all the things that may be preventing you. Get rid of it all and say, I want Christ more than anything else in the world. Oh, that if God gets a hold of you, He'll bring you to that place where you want to be saved more than anything. Now, you have to have this fruit of love if you're going to be able to show unconditional love to others. And apart from a genuine relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, it's an impossibility. No unregenerate, unsaved person can in reality practice the golden rule as commanded by Christ because they don't possess that new nature, God's gracious nature. So that's number one. You've got to be a partaker of the love of God. Now number two. This is key. All right? You're born of God. You're saved. You have the love of God in you. You've experienced it. Secondly, the indwelling Holy Spirit must fill and enable the believer to practice the golden rule. The filling of the Spirit. You know what it means when you're filled with the Spirit, he hit the point, nailed it right on the head. The way that you and I are filled with the Spirit, you got to be empty of yourself. And the filling of the Spirit, it can be in degrees. The more that the Spirit of God controls you, your thought, your will, your way of life, the more you abide in Christ and walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't have thoughts of revenge and hatred and cruelty, because the Spirit of God will be filling your heart, your mind, your will, your soul. We must daily yield to the work of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit if we are to really practice this level of selfless love. And you say, well, how can we do that? Well, we've got everything we need. You realize that? God has given us all that we need. Turn over with me to Ephesians chapter 4. God's given us something that lost people don't have. And it's something that we didn't have. He's given us a new nature, a spiritual nature. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation. And that's not talking about just your what you say. That English word, it has a much bigger meaning than the one we attach to it today. It actually has to do with your way of life. That you put off concerning the former conversation. The old man. Your old way of life. Which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. To get that out, put it off. It's not worth a nickel. It won't help you in your quest to be more like Christ or to practice the golden rule. Put away, put off the old man, that old way of life. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ah, such a key. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You're going to practice this golden rule. You're going to walk in the Spirit. You've got to get your mind right. You've got to get it on the things of God. Set your affections on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father, not on things on the earth. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That new man is that new nature that God has implanted, that God has created in you. It's created in righteousness and true holiness. Now look over at 2 Peter chapter 1. This is why I say God's equipped us with everything we need according to these verses. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. You know, that's a good phrase. When you obtain something, it means you didn't previously have it. It had to be obtained. Faith is a gift. Like precious faith is a gift from God. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Listen to this verse. According as His divine power. If you're saved, you are a partaker of the divine power of Almighty God. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's given you a new nature that corresponds with His holy nature, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. What a miracle that you and I have this connection to God. Born of the Spirit, a new nature that corresponds with His nature, and we're partakers of that. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to be filled with the Spirit to live this way. Oh, how we ought to pray that the Spirit of God will control our mind, our thoughts, our motives, so that we would be pleasing to God. Now, we're going to stop there tonight. So we're talking about the essentials to practicing the golden rule. You have to be a partaker of God's love inwardly before you can ever express it outwardly. And then you have to have the filling of the Spirit and a yielding to God, and the practice of these virtues outlined here in 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll continue next week on this. Well, not next week. Brother Malo will be preaching next Wednesday night. I'll be preaching at South Irvin Baptist Church. All right.